You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper, Ichabod Crane School Board Facilities Director Stephen Marotta assured parents at a recent school board meeting that water tested in the schools is safe from lead contamination, but copper had been detected in some of the samples tested. The school district is talking with the village of Alesia about the dosing system used to treat water at the plant, as the school gets its water from the village municipal system at the end of the village water line. The school may have to treat the water if the village can't solve the problem on their end. Four water fountains and sinks in the high school showed elevated levels of copper. The school board meets next at 7 p.m. Tuesday, December 6th, in the high school library. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Mahoney reports in Politico New York that the State Commission on Legislative, Judicial, and Executive Compensation did not raise state lawmakers' pay at a November 15th meeting. The commission's deadline has passed and salaries stay where they have been for 18 years, $79,500 a year. Mahoney points out that state lawmakers have passed five reform packages that Governor Andrew Cuomo has described as historic and transformative, but leaders of both parties and both legislative branches have been sent to jail on corruption charges recently. Cuomo appointees Fran Ryder and Robert Megna abstained from voting on a proposed salary increase, so the measure failed to pass. Read the full story in Politico, New York. Almost 2 inches of rain fell November 15th in Ravenna, topping the totals throughout the area with 1.96 feet, according to the National Weather Service. In Livingston, 1.88 inches fell, with nearly the same in Germantown, Austerlitz, Taconic, and Ancrumdale. Greenville led Greene County, reporting 1.61 inches with 1.44 inches of rain in Catskill. Currently, moderate drought conditions persist across most of New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo launched a toll-free hotline November 15th for New Yorkers to report incidents of bias and discrimination across the state. Anyone with information about any such incidents can call 888-392-3644 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Cuomo's press release says there have been, quote, an uptick in recent reports of discrimination, biased-motivated threats, harassment, and violence, end quote, with investigations into alleged hate crimes in Wellsville and Livingston County, New York, and racist graffiti left at several colleges and universities in the state. Quote, we will continue to work with our local partners to investigate all incidents of reported bias and ensure that New Yorkers feel safe and protected. Any acts of discrimination or intimidation will be met with the full force of the law, end quote, Cuomo said in a press release. The number again is 888-392-3644 to call to report incidents of bias and discrimination. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.